The drive continues with Need to Know Basis on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage Graham Creech here from the CTC. Matt Conesvita back at the studio, 87 George Street in the market. And the quicker and the louder that I talk, I hope that the music goes away. Elevator Dave is not doing a good job so far in programming the music.
Started strong.
Did he, though, with Zamfir?
Yes.
Like, can you start strong with Zamfir?
Yes.
No. It was adequate, but it wasn't strong. All of a sudden, thankful it's a three-hour show.
Not a fan of the gunfighter ballads, eh? Sure. Little Marty Robbins, El Paso, courtesy of Elevator Dave.
Oh, courtesy. Dave, we want to continue to like you at 5 o'clock. Graham, what do we need to know on a Thursday afternoon?
It's an Ottawa Senators game day as the Sens host the Philadelphia Flyers, 7 o'clock drop of the puck, 5 o'clock pregame with your host, a sharp-looking Stephen Lloyd, who's in studio with us now. Lee Versage has your postgame and intermissions. And how about Brad Shuter-Smith, the champion?
How about that? 1-0 victory.
Nice. Well, it looked like I saw a video of that goal.
Yeah,
looked like a pretty packed barn.
Yep. Standing room only.
Exciting hockey for sure. Shuter will be along for the ride as well tonight. Tyler Cleven will make his NHL debut. Looking forward to seeing how the rookie looks. But just love taking in that moment. It's an incredible accomplishment that you can never take away from a player. So I love these moments and can't wait to see how the team looks as well as they continue to try to play well down the stretch here and hope for a miracle. Go 9-0 and hope for some help. And you know what? Right now, a couple teams ahead of them look like they don't want it that much. So see what they can do. But anyways, it's always a fun night at Canadian Tire Center. And that's a 7 o'clock drop of the puck. Elsewhere on the out-of-town scoreboard, including games that impact the Senators a little bit. Panthers on a back-to-back. They're in Montreal a night after beating the Maple Leafs. The Penguins host the Preds. The Preds making some noise, trying to claw to the wild card 2 spot in the Western Conference, despite being sellers at the deadline. Caps and Lightning. Capitals sitting on 77 points, just as the Sens are. Hurricanes face the Wings. I don't think I'm too concerned about the Red Wings, but they... yeah, still around that area and a team that you're kind of going to compare yourself to in the future. Oilers and Kings, that should be a good one later on in Edmonton. And it's opening day. 4:10 first pitch from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Alec Manoa toes the rubber for the Blue Jays. The season's already underway. The Yankees up 3-0 on San Francisco. Aaron Judge with a homer already.
First at bat.
And somebody texted earlier. I noticed it and... it's been buried by now, but apparently there's a fan at the game. It's in San Francisco. No, it's not in San Francisco. But no. There was a San Francisco Giants fan with a Judge Giants jersey at the game.
Thinking that he was going to go there, I guess, at some point in his last year as a Yankee. Oh, he's not going to
You know what? It did
there.
Look like it potentially was going there. But to pull the trigger early on that and then to wear it to opening day, I guess when else are you going to wear it? I'd probably donate it or something. I don't know what I'd do. Or maybe take the name and number off. Bad decision anyways. Almost as bad as the predicting a championship winner with the team logo and year on it. But yes, opening day's here. Leversage is happy. I noticed on our web poll too, I would love to
is
have seen...
Is that it with Need to Know?
That's what you need to know.
67s?
I got distracted by the 67s. Playoffs underway.
Let's go.
At the Slush Puppy Center. And you can hear that. Kenny Walls has a call over on Brother Station 580 CFRA. Can't wait. We're going to give tickets away every hour as well to see the Barber Pools live in round one action. Sorry, I completely got distracted by opening day in the MLB and forgot about the Need to Know. The rest of the Need
to Know. It's all right. Like, you were talking about the web poll?
Yeah, I would appreciate AJ being here on the web poll.
Let's ask it. The web poll of the day brought to you by the Tool and Equipment Store. Are you more interested in the upcoming baseball season? Are you more interested in the upcoming baseball season? Yes, for the new rules. Yes, for the Blue Jays. Or no?
I think we would have a mini rant right about now. Because the Blue Jays are two of the three options. Canada's team. Not Canada's team.
No,
who
no,
knows?
No, they are.
They're not.
One person thinks that they're not.
But yes, they're obviously a lot of people all over the country root for the Blue Jays. It makes sense. I'm more with you than on the other side of it. But
it doesn't
I,
make
I would
any
love
sense.
To see the rant.
It doesn't now, make any rant. Sense to me at all. Like, I get there are people in this country. Those out east, they like the Boston Red Sox because they're closer. Those out west, they like the Seattle Mariners. I totally understand. There's fans of a lot of different Major League Baseball teams. But the one thing I don't understand, first of all, it's just...
There are also people that don't like the Jays because they were Expos fans and maybe they just never kind of switch over. I think there are a lot of fans
100%.
That did switch over. I think one of them, Steve Lloyd. I think Ian Mendez, you could call another one. But yeah, to your point, there's tons of Jays fans.
The majority of baseball fans, like Toronto would be the Blue Jays, the biggest percentage in the country. And to argue that it would be somebody else would be just idiotic to me.
Well, like, the poll didn't ask, are you more excited? Yes, because of the Red Sox or the Mariners. It asked for the Jays.
Well, it's just there are some bitter people, and I'll include the guy in Italy right now.
I don't think he's bitter. No, I just would have loved to hear the rant.
But the bitterness comes from the fact that the first word says Toronto, when the Blue Jays are really a team that go across this country, just like the Raptors are.
Agreed.
And I don't look in on them and go, that's a Toronto team. I look at it, that's our country's team. And if we get to, okay, I'll have to change a little bit of my mindset. If we get another team in Major League Baseball, if we get another team in the NBA. But we don't. We have one. And when the Raptors won the championship, guess what? It was bedlam across the country. Not in Toronto, across the country. And same with the Blue Jays, 2015. It went across the country, and it was a big deal. Doesn't mean that there aren't fans of other teams. Of course there are fans of other teams.
So how did you vote?
I voted yes for the Blue Jays as my vote, TSN1200.ca. What did you vote?
I voted no because it's the same level as – like the web poll asks, are you more excited, right? Mm-hmm. So, no, like every year I'm excited for opening day and I'm excited for the Jays. Last year, they were a team that I was hoping would compete for their division title and for a World Series. I feel the same way this year. So I'm not any more excited this year than I was in previous years.
I think that's fair. I think they have a better chance at being a playoff and a World Series contender this year than they did last year. But I also thought they had a chance last year. I think
a lot of people expected them to be that, to compete for a World Series last year.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah. And they didn't. I expected the Ottawa Senators to be a playoff team this year. They're not. Doesn't mean I'll be more excited about the Senators' chances next year because of what has happened to them this year. And I think the growth of some of their core players. I feel the same
you
way,
feel the about, same way about, the Jays?
About the Blue Jays, that I'm really excited
I'm hoping.
About the core. And I think they've surrounded the core with some different pieces this year.
Different looking lineup.
Yes, that I'm excited about. And that doesn't mean that's going to translate into being the division winner and the World Series champion. But I do think they've taken a different approach at surrounding some of that core with some players that I'm really excited to see play this year. So I'm more excited, I guess, because of that reason. But I see the Blue Jays in a very similar way than I do the Ottawa Senators. Am I disappointed that the Blue Jays didn't do last year what I thought? Yes. Am I disappointed the Senators are in the position they're in right now? Yes, I am. I think they should have been better. But next year, for the Senators, I'll be very excited to see where this team can go.
Yeah, I don't put them on the exact same spot. Like, I think this year I hoped they would make the postseason. I don't think I expected it, especially knowing that they needed to address the blue line at the start of the year. I think obviously a lot of people are comfortable with the blue line going into next year. I think the team just has taken strides, and my expectation next year is playoffs. Like, it's you have to make the playoffs next year. I didn't have that opinion this year. The Jays, I think they were a team last year that can compete for a World Series, and I'm hoping that they are again this year. So I think I don't view them as, yep, as exactly the
so,
same.
I guess how I'm looking at it, and I hear exactly what you're saying. The World Series for the Blue Jays equals the playoffs for the Senators for me. So I am disappointed where they are.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Where they are right now.
But what I'm saying is the expectation level is higher for the Senators next year than it was for this year.
Right.
Where I don't think, for me, it's not any higher for the Jays.
Mine is, but maybe that's just based off how disappointed I was last year.
Yeah, but going into last year, you must have expected push for a World Series.
But I did think they were a year away from truly being
right.
that team. Yeah. Like, with a young core, sometimes you have to go and lose. I expected them to be in the playoffs. I expect them to make a run. I didn't expect them to win the World Series, where this year, you know what? Let's go. Like, it's time to win the World Series. And last year, I would have been happy with, a fairly deep run. An experience, and if you didn't get there, okay. And that's the same as I look at the Senators, where I didn't expect them to be a Stanley Cup contender this year, but I expected them to make the playoffs. I expect them to get into the playoffs and get some playoff experience. They didn't get there this year. Okay, well, the expectations will be even bigger next year. It'll be even bigger for me with the Blue Jays this year. So, I don't know. I'm fairly excited, but the new rules... We talked about it.
I'm
yesterday.
Excited about that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we talked about
it. Like, if you're shaving up, what is it, 26 minutes?
26 minutes in the spring training? 26 minutes
That's
is
awesome.
A lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If that can continue.
It will, I think.
I hope so.
That was the average. I forget the numbers, but the average in minor league ball was between 20 and 30 minutes as well a game. It was like the same, pretty much the same amount. So if that was the average over the course of a season.
Why would it change?
Why would it change? Yeah. Especially with the tweaks that they've made after preseason ball and opening day. I would fully expect that at least 20 minutes. Like, if you're shaving at minimum 20 minutes off every game, I think that's huge.
And they're talking about, I read Jeff Passan's article yesterday about this will be the most revolutionary thing in Major League Baseball, maybe ever. And he made an argument.
Like all the changes or the pitch clock?
No, the pitch clock will be the single biggest one. And he made the argument and went into a whole bunch of different reasons why. But it comes down to the thought that people have is baseball takes too long. They're bored in between. They're bored at pitching changes. They're bored if things go into extra innings. And in the middle of 162 games, nobody needs to sit there for 4 hours.
And that's why you saw them keep the extra innings runner on second.
Well, yeah.
I obviously we're 162 games away, but I'm excited to... I love playoff baseball. I think it's awesome, the drama.
Yeah.
I'm even more excited. Like, if we did this web poll for the postseason, I'd be more excited because we're not getting 4.5 hour postseason games.
Right.
That.
I think that's a really good point. I haven't even let myself think that far. That you're not going to have 4.5 hour postseason games in a 9-inning game. You have to stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning to figure out who won Game 3 of the ALCS.
I've seen another endorsement of the new pitch clock. From Bill Simmons, who's obviously a ginormous Red Sox fan. And his first tweet about opening day was, "We're two batters into the Red Sox season and a Boston pitcher has already been taken deep for a 400-foot bomb." So he's off to a negative start. And then a few minutes later, "The new pitch clock is incredible. Corey Kluber just threw a 28-pitch first inning in 10 minutes. There is barely enough time to think about how shaky he looked. I love it." So he's coming around.
And I'm just going to read this excerpt from Jeff Passan's article. "People inside the game of baseball love the pitch clock so far. Like, love the pitch clock. Like, really love the pitch clock. Like, love the pitch clock as much as they love their kids. Players love it. Coaches love it. Executives love it. Owners love it. And those who don't even love it, who think it needs to be longer, and umpires who have told... to enforce it strictly, a little bit more lenient, respect for what it's doing to game times. The average spring game last year took 3 hours and 1 minute. This spring, it took 2 hours and 35 minutes. 26 minutes difference. Without doing anything else, they took half an hour off their games. And I know this is probably a fruitless argument about putting the genie back in the bottle, but I've been saying it for a long, long, long time. So right now, I'll say it again, even if people don't need to hear it. Sick and tired of when a puck drops in the National Hockey League, like it will tonight, and the second the puck drops, I know as a consumer, whether I'm here at the rink or watching it on television or listening to it on the radio, that 53 minutes during that time will be not watching hockey during the hockey game. 17-minute intermission, 18-minute intermission, and 6 minutes per period TV commercial timeouts. So we're not talking about skirmishes at the net. We're not talking about refs going or linesmen going to get the pucks for icing and bringing it back. We're not talking about timeouts. We're not talking about any of that stuff. When the puck drops tonight, you will know just from the TV timeouts and the two intermissions, 53 minutes of that time between the beginning of the game and the end of the game, you won't be watching hockey. It's way too long. And I don't care what Gary Bettman and everybody else says about the TV commercials and how much income it's generating for the game. They're generating a lot of income by putting things up on, like when you watch a game on TV and you watch now the Dasher boards that have different advertisements than the ones that are actually here at the rink, you've found a way to generate some more income. Find a way to shorten the games. Because the intermissions and the TV timeouts are too long. They're too long. And I hate it. Okay, and
I think I'll agree with you on the intermissions are too long. The TV timeouts, like, you get way more in other sports. Not baseball, obviously, during the inning, but after each inning. Mm-hmm. But I'm a fan of basketball, but you like with all the timeouts and college football, oh my God.
It's brutal. Yeah.
I don't think hockey has a problem with the amount of in-game timeouts for commercials. But I'd agree, it would be nice to shorten up the intermissions, even if you shave like 2 minutes off each.
We'll take a break. Come back. You know what we're going to do when we come back?
You're going to do one of your more of your invented trivias?
We're going to give away some more tickets with some trivia. So
I don't even know what you're doing this time.
Matt Conesvita, before, during, or after your traffic, line up some calls at 750-1200, star 1200. And if you didn't hear last hour, what we're doing, we're giving away some 67s Oshawa Generals playoff tickets for Game 2 on Sunday afternoon. But you won't know what the question is until you get on the air. We won't make it that hard. It's multiple choice. Won't be very difficult.
Round one went very well. Yeah. These are for you, Beaver Sage.
Can we do that again in round number two? We'll find out. 750-1200, star 1200 on the Bell Network. A little trivia for 67's playoff tickets. Coming up next here on The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive here on TSN 1200. Lever Sage, Graham Creech at the CTC, Matt Conesvita at the studio, 87 George Street in the market. All right. It's trivia ticket giveaway time. 67s and the Oshawa Generals coming up on Sunday afternoon. It's game two of that series. And in the first hour, we did some trivia. We're going to do it again. We're going to line up some callers and bring them on the air and ask them a question once they get on. And Graham, if you can believe this, Cal, who got the first question wrong in hour number one, is first up in hour number two. He gets a second chance. Cal, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good, good. Let's try this again.
Yeah, I was really happy about your confidence level, but you were very confident. You didn't get a chance to be able to do it. So are you ready for this one?
I am, absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to give you three teams, okay?
Okay.
And those teams, Oral Roberts, Kent State, and Marquette. Which team are the Golden Flashes?
Marquette.
Oh, sorry, Cal. Two times Cal was on, and two times we got to send him away empty-handed.
Cal definitely has a skill of getting through, though.
He does. Kent State, the Golden Flashes. Oral Roberts and Marquette are the Golden Eagles. All right, let's go to Kyle, who's up next. Hey. Kyle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Did you hear hour number one, Kyle?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you study up?
No.
No, okay. No, I appreciate the honesty. I'll believe you and go back to the same question that we had in hour number one. You are going to have to tell us, when I give you the name of the school, if it's a tiger, if it's a bulldog, or if it's a wildcat.
All right, let's do it.
Missouri.
Wildcat.
Oh, Kyle. Kyle.
I definitely thought he was going to have it, because the delay, I thought, was a quick Google.
Quick little Google search. Artie, welcome to the program. Artie, how are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm very good.
Thanks. Let's do some winning.
Yes.
See, that's...
good attitude.
That's some confidence. Love it.
Dave Smart would like that.
All right, ask you the same question. Tiger,
Dave
wildcat...
Smart would like that.
Tiger, wildcat, or bulldog?
All right.
Drake. Quick.
Drake Bulldogs.
You are correct, Artie.
Wow!
Oh, yeah. Artie, be honest. Did you Google it?
You still win.
No.
Okay.
No.
There was a little bit of a delay, and I thought,
there was
man,
a delay, and there was confidence in the answer.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the Drake Bulldogs. You're going to game number two on Sunday afternoon.
Awesome.
Ottawa and Oshawa. Stay on the line. Talk to our producer, Matt, okay? All right, there goes Artie. Congratulations,
nice.
Artie. Yeah, I went back to the Tigers again. Been a lot of Tiger talk.
Hey, it's Tiger. An old TSN weekend drop.
Yes. Hey, it's Tiger.
If you have the ability, if you're like on a landline, you kids out there, landline is not a cell phone, and then you have your cell phone with you. That's what I thought he was doing for sure. Like that, and that's fair. You can do that.
I tried to go quick
to the draw.
Yeah.
But that's why, because you, and then boom, this is my answer.
I believed Artie though.
No, I believe him too. Yeah. I thought that was what was going on.
Yeah, it could have been. All right, we'll do it one more time in the next hour, and we will do it at that point for Sens Carolina tickets April the 10th.
Speaking of TSN weekend, I don't really remember this,
okay,
but Caleb does. So Caleb texted this in earlier, and I thought that it was, I'm like, this is a shot at somebody.
Probably me.
But I didn't know what he was referring to, and then he ended up following up. He's like, do you remember that quote? I'm like, I don't know what you're referring to. Anyways, here's the initial text. The rookie lap is played out. They should try something like having Clevin just sit on the bench for warm-up. And I'm like, Caleb's clearly being sarcastic there, and I feel like it's a shot at somebody. I guess it's at you. Caleb says, I'm quoting Lee from TSN Weekend. You and Bunda were all over him. I have no memory of this. Did you used to have, or do you have the opinion that rookie lap is played out?
I think at that point when we were talking about it, we were looking for some other ways to do it.
By we, you mean you.
I think we all participated, but that would have been, while everybody else was on the ice, and I don't remember this conversation specifically, but if everyone else like got on the ice and then that guy had to sit on the bench and watch him for a minute or something like that, I do think it's a little bit played out still, but I do understand what a tradition
it's special.
Is. Yeah, for the person, I get it.
Like, imagine if someone didn't get it. I just feel like that's a little piece of something that's being taken away. And I love, because when they... Because they brought in a helmet rule, where you have to wear helmets in warm-ups if you're a certain age, or you've been in the league a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I thought that we would see that go away with the hot lap and the rookies not being able to do it, but we've seen that tradition continue, so I like that that's allowed, that they kind of...
I agree. I thought that was going to go away,
yeah,
and they've allowed it to continue.
Yeah, it's just fun. You guys hide in your helmet, you go out there, and there's 18,000 people, and
they're just watching you.
So cool.
Hoping to hit the empty
and,
net.
You know, Matt Hamer is going to be taking the video and posting it from the 1200 account, like he always does.
When it's a goalie, too, it's even more cool for me, like watching a goalie do it. But you're right. I think as a player,
yeah, the goalie's cool, because and then they shoot on the net still, and yeah,
and they look awkward doing it because they don't do that a lot. But it's still special for a player to come out, and it would feel like they were missing a part of their first game in the National Hockey League if they didn't get that. So I do understand. Hey, Caleb.
Caleb's defending you. He says in Lee's defense, there were 9 rookie laps that season. So you're probably just getting tired of
it. I think it's why we were having the discussion. Hey, can we change it up? Can we do some other things? And TSN Weekend hasn't been on in 5 years. So the fact that Caleb is remembering.
Because yeah. I'm like, I saw the first one. I'm like, I just figured someone on the station at some point made a comment about how they don't care for the rookie lap. And I was like, I guess it's a shot at something.
Caleb, the fact we were that memorable at least 5 years ago makes my heart warm. Thanks for listening, Caleb.
It's a stoner memory. I like it.
Got a good story just to jump in quickly before we go to break here, boys.
Okay.
Artie, when I was getting his information.
Says last name is Party?
No. Nope, oh. He's not the Artie Party.
He's not the Artie Party.
But he did say, did those guys say that Dave Smart would have liked my confidence? I said yes, they did say that. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Dave coached me when I was in high school in Napanee.
Okay.
Incredible.
How many people get to say that?
So Artie, our winner, also was coached by Dave Smart.
And that's why
before he went to Carleton.
And that's why he had that attitude. Let's do some winning here.
He did. He came strong. We have to find another good question here for the third and final installment. But we're getting close.
Are you going away from the madness?
I don't think so. I think we'll stay with the madness. Probably go away from the Tigers, like we've,
you know,
we've
what?
Mentioned every
go
Tigers
to some nicknames
team.
Of some teams in the NIT.
It's not exactly madness in the NIT, but yeah, some of them are so hard to get.
So next hour won't be for 67's tickets, though.
No, it'll be for Sens and Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, baby.
Exactly.
Cal, third time's the charm. We'll see. Can you get through again? Will you get cowed again?
I did like the move.
Oh, it brings me back, man.
Matt Conesvita with another look at your traffic and weather. Back with more of The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive, Lever Sage. Graham Creech, Matt Conesvita. Not too far away from the pregame show at 5 o'clock. Puck drops at 7. Flyers against Tyler Cleven's National Hockey League debut in his Ottawa Senators team. Steve Alleger right up with the shooter, Brad Smith. Only a coach of the year and champion.
AHL Hall of Famer.
Just adding to his resume
the
everywhere
shooter
he goes. Yeah, I asked him about that, and he was lukewarm at best.
So no, he liked it. He was the one that brought it up.
I'm just telling you, on the air I asked about it, he's like, nah.
I don't believe it.
Well, we'll ask him when he gets here. 5 o'clock. But he's adding to his resume everywhere he goes. Impressive 1-0 win last night over Ottawa.
Matt has texted in at 12-1200. I was there last night in the timekeeper's box to watch the 73's victory. They play very tight defense. What a snipe that goal was. Great game overall. Good luck to them in Windsor next week. From Matt, who was there.
It looked like a jam-packed barn, as you said, standing room only.
I love the Prince and his passion. He had texted earlier, he wants to add for the trivia. You're looking for trivia for the Sense tickets.
He wants to add to it?
He wants to ask the question. So the first time he texted him.
Does he?
First time he texted him, he says, name the two players with 200 goals in Sense history. And then he just texted in again. Name one of the two Ottawa D-men to score 200 goals in his career. Forgot to type D-men.
I was thinking that's a really tough, like, are there two players who've scored exactly 200 goals and that's what he's looking for? It makes a lot more sense when you add the words you were missing, Prince.
Gotta love the Prince's energy. Oh, Prince of the Sens making the playoffs.
Beautiful. Is, well, Prince hammering the Sens money line tonight is what I want to know.
Oh, he's always hammering the Sens money line. I got a...
Is he?
Here, you want some...
He hasn't made a lot of money, Ben.
You want some playlist reviews?
Yes. So, Elevator Dave, who might be one of the nicest people on the planet here at the Canadian Tire Center and runs the elevator, does an incredible job doing that, and just he's just a good guy.
Yeah. Great in the room.
Great in the room. Maybe with his musical taste, he should stay in the room.
Joe from Acouperalls?
Yeah.
All right. What's the deal with the music? Is this some sort of joke? Seaver, this is some creptacular tunes by the elevator guy.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Robbins aside. Comes in from the Seaver.
I knew this would happen too, that I really like Dave. And by 5 o'clock...
You did predict this.
I didn't want to dislike him. And I felt like we were going down the road of disliking Dave. I'm hoping that the next hour can turn that frown upside down.
Probably not.
Yeah. Thanks, Clote. Ryan Reynolds. In town this morning. Meeting with the NCC. Meeting with the mayor. Look, a lot of the serious ownership groups are coming in. The NCC has said publicly, Mark Sutcliffe has said publicly, they're available to answer questions from some of these groups if they want to come in and ask some questions because they're serious. And I think a lot of the groups are taking them up on it. So Ryan Reynolds being in town, it's no different from any of the other groups being in town, but it's always a little bit more kind of publicly sought after. He had his Wrexham jacket on as he was leaving the NCC this morning. Some cameras caught up to him, but we'll see if he's at the game tonight. I know he posted for a picture with Chris Braddy, who's the president of the Remington Group, the group that Ryan Reynolds is associated with, and the mayor, Mark Sutcliffe, down at City Hall. But again, this is a process with all of the serious groups that are interested, Graham, that they're coming into town and they're getting their questions answered. So there's been a lot going on. I saw Mark Sutcliffe's quote of, it's been an interesting week. Joe Biden was here. Gary Bettman was here. Ryan Reynolds is here. Wonder who's next. Was he leading into anything or was he just saying that? I'm not sure. But because we've heard a couple of other A-list celebrities that might be associated with some of the groups. I think it's a good time to be an Ottawa Senators fan because these things, it's only going to get bigger and better coming up over the next couple of months. Probably not a lot to make, though, of Ryan Reynolds being in town today, following up on...
Just the excitement level. Other than that, I know. We knew that everyone was going to be in town for a week or within a specific time frame. But I think if you're coming to the game tonight, I think wouldn't that give you a little bit of added excitement? Hey, maybe I'll run into Ryan Reynolds at the game tonight. I don't know if he's coming or not. I assume if he's in town and for this purpose, why wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure.
You know who else is? His name was mentioned on the broadcast today. when you guessed that he wore number, a Danish player that wore number 43, Christoph Schubert.
Coming to the game. We know he's German, folks.
And we know we didn't wear 43.
Yeah. When Graham says stuff like that, we know he's German. It's exciting. Christoph Schubert the forward or Christoph Schubert the defenseman? What'd you like better?
What I like or what he liked?
What you liked better.
I guess the D.
He liked forward. He liked going in and just crushing guys. Mark Borowiecki, forward or defenseman? No.
Top line forward. My boy Boro, sniper.
Should say congratulations to both. We're mentioning some junior hockey with Brad Smith, but I know Castleman beat Richmond last night. 6-2. And moves on to face the Perth Blue Wings, who beat Armprior in the other semifinals. So coming up on Monday, it'll be Castleman in Perth. Game number one of the finals of the Eastern Ontario Junior B. Teams on the road got it done in that Castleman-Richmond series, games 5, 6, and 7. A lot of road victories there. Yeah, the Barclay Cup. I knew I was just blanking on the name of the finals, but the 2023 Barclay Cup finals will be between Perth and Castleman, and we wish the best of luck to both of those teams. Take a break. 580 CFRA news update. Come back with what you need to know. Maybe by then it'll be the first pitch thrown. The Toronto Blue Jays and the St. Louis Cardinals coming up. It's pretty exciting. And then 1 hour to go with the drive and right into the pregame show. The debut of Tyler Cleven and the Ottawa Senators against the Philadelphia Flyers. And Dean and Gord have the call for you at 7 here on TSN 1200.